What's going on, family? This is Urban Matters Matter live chat, and we're coming to you on February 28th, 2020. We got a lot of information to catch up on. We got a lot of information we got to chop up, family. I'm just sending out a few invites to some of the family members. I love this family, man. I love you guys. And I love the way you like to chop up facts. And just let your loved ones know who are not tuning in that they are missing such a great, great time, man. We're really, really enjoying this. And I know sometimes, you know, this information is controversial, so sometimes the family can't really speak their mind, but we're going to keep it going. And just as sure as you share and like this live chat, we're going live now on our new Anchor podcast site. And your gracious host, Dr. Juice, that would be me. I'm just coming at you because I have to put this information out here, family, because I know a lot of times we just don't have the time to catch up on this information. And, you know, I hope I don't get anybody in trouble with the controversial talk with their employers or their best friends or, you know, their different cultural relationships they have here in America. But Facebook, I do not own the rights to this music. I do not, Facebook, own the rights to this music. And, you know, Facebook, they've gotten so sensitive about everything. So I'm just sending this live chat out to a few of the family members. Y'all just bear with me and just share this. We're going to be talking about today. We're going to be having discussion about how many of us seen the Wilder Fury fight. Y'all give me y'all thoughts and your opinions on that fight. Was it staged? Did the guy cheat? Did Fury cheat? Or was he just the best fighter? Was he just a better fighter? I mean, let me know, family. Y'all let me know. I want to know. Was he just a better fighter or what? Y'all give me the 411. Because we're going to be coming to you every week. We may not get to you every day of the week, family, but guess what? We're going to get to you as much as we can. So, yeah, we're talking about it. Y'all, please give me the thumbs up. Everybody hit the thumbs up button. Everybody hit the thumbs up button. Everybody hit that thumbs up button. Y'all give me that thumbs up. This is how you get your voices heard. And please like and share this video with the rest of the family members. And, yeah, I got my little mic set up for y'all this time, family. We doing it all the way live. But yeah, let's talk about this, man. Let's talk about this coronavirus. Who heard about that? Huh? Hashtag coronavirus. What's going on, Ms. Easton? And I see you in the room, Mr. Toolbox. What's going on, Ms. Harris? Y'all please tune in, man, because I'm telling you, this thing be getting juicy, man. Right when you click the off button or you scroll to something else goofy on Facebook, that's when the conversation get real, family. That's when the conversation get real. What's going on, Ms. McCray? I see you in the room. Okay. Okay, yeah. Ms. Harris say on that, thanks for the thumbs up, y'all. Ms. Harris says it was no cheating in the fight between Fury and Wilder. It's just he just got beat. And you know what? That's what I said. That's what I said, family. I said that he just got outboxed, man, because a lot of people don't know that Fury fired his trainers and his manager, and he went and got these brothers out of Detroit called the Stewart Brothers. They have a fighting school up there, man. These guys really take them hands serious, man, like up in Philly and spots like that, man. Them guys really, really chop it up, man. Them guys really, really bought their game up there. Philly, Detroit, you know, all up there in the Boston area, New York. These guys really take boxing serious, man. They train their little sons, you know, from age 7, 8, man. hitting the gym every day, man. Them boys in good shape, man. That's why I try to tell y'all, if you ever get into it with one of them cats, man, you better show half your hand game together, because them guys, they're like literally like brawlers, man. And so, yeah, we're just talking about that. Y'all give me some more. I agree. Miss Easterlin says she agrees with Mrs. Harris. Mr. Toolbox say the guy just outboxed Wilder. He outboxed. Toolbox say he outboxed his light ass. That's what it was. That weight, man. That weight. Y'all don't understand, man. I'm a big dude, man. And I done got into a couple of tussles, man. And if you're a big dude and you got hands, man, listen, you finna do damage. Okay, what's up, family? Miss Ritter, I see you, family. Keep up the great work. I'm trying to, cuz I'm trying to enlighten us on some of this information, man, like this coronavirus y'all ain't paying attention to. Y'all give me some thoughts and mentions on what y'all think that coronavirus is about. I heard they're starting to open up FEMA camps. Y'all know what happened the last time they opened up FEMA camps. A lot of people wind up missing. Huh? A lot of people wind up missing, family. So y'all talk to me. Give me some questions about the Wilder fight. Also, we're going to talk about Snoop Dogg and the Jada Pinkett Smith interview. Did anybody see that? Jada Pinkett Smith interview. I posted that in the headings a couple of videos ago. What's going on, Ms. Foster? I see you in the room. Welcome. Welcome to Urban Matters Matter live chat. And I'm your gracious host, Dr. Juice. And y'all give me the thumbs up. Make sure y'all give me the thumbs up if you're in the room right now. If you're in the chat room, give me the thumbs up, because we're going to keep this going and we're going to make sure our voices are heard so we can get the message out to the family about what's happening here in America. Because I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to the stock market, too. Stock market dropped 5,000 points almost this week. So that is very detrimental to our job security, our 401k and pensions here. So y'all keep up with that. Okay, Ms. Harris says, at the first, I thought Wilder was in better shape. But like you said, Fury had them hands. Yes, he did. Mr. Toolbox say, it's a governmental disease. Yes, he's talking about the coronavirus. This my thing about the whole coronavirus, family. They say that they can contain it, right? But how about this? Say, for instance, me and you're getting off of the ship, and I'm behind you, and the guy scans you with the coronavirus scanner thingy, and then you have it, and then I'm next in line, but I don't have it. But he scans me with the same. Imagine if you just sneezed all over the guy with his suit on, and then I get up there, the guy grabs me with cough and sneeze all on his suit, and then he tests me, and I don't have it. So they let me go home, but they caught you and they put you in the containment camp. But then, for instance, I take the disease as a carrier back to, you know, United States, back to Florida, or wherever I got off the ship at. And now I'm going to infect. There is no way they can contain that thing. That's why, Mr. Toolbox, what you're saying is very, very, very important statement you just said. So, absolutely. How can you contain something? What about the birds flying around? What about the animals that's in that area? They get to walk off at will. So, yes. Okay, Miss Harris says, she said it's a man-made disease. My thoughts, yeah, that's a good thought. That's using your mind and thinking outside of the box for sure, Miss Harris. Yes, I see you. She'll be blessed in the room. I see you. Welcome in the chat room. Welcome to Urban Matters Matter live chat, where we talk about social empowerment, economic empowerment, and we're talking about political empowerment. We're talking about investing our time and our energy into researching our own facts, where we can get black media, like here at Urban Matters Matter, where the things that matter to sometimes the black media matters a little bit more, because the black media can basically narrate and basically narrow down the things that are important to us as a black Americans and foundational black Americans here in America. And y'all go check that out. Foundational hashtag FBAC, Foundational Black American Conference, they're having up in Atlanta, Georgia this summer. So y'all look that up. I see you in the room, Ms. Hayes. Okay, Ms. McCray says the coronavirus is a man-made virus and it's on the back of Lysol. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it's Lysol, if you look on the back of a can of Lysol, Miss McCray is referring about, that they have the coronavirus listed as one of the bacterias on the back of the Lysol can. Okay. How you doing, Miss Hayes? I see you in the room. Give me the thumbs up. Everybody give me the thumbs up in the room. This is how you get your voice heard. This is how you make the video go viral, and they can kind of pay attention to what we care about here in Black America. Stephanie K. Harris says, reminds me of the swine flu a couple years ago. Correct. Family, this is what I'm saying. That was an excellent, excellent statement you made, Ms. Harris. How do Ebola, swine flu, how do all these diseases just come and go? Because they're convenient for when they are convenient. Anytime you want to change the narrative and anytime you want to take the masses' mind off of what's important, you create a distraction. Pay attention, family. They are blaming this coronavirus on the actual financial deterioration of our financial markets. Our financial markets are eroding while we're right here worrying about a coronavirus. We're right here worrying about Gayle King, Snoop Dogg. We're around here. Kobe died. They put a big distraction on that. And don't get me started about the mammyism with kale and okra, because they are literally enemies of the state. They are literally enemies of the state. Yes, Ms. McCray says they are fixing, they're about to make a lot of money so-called for research when they already have a cure. That's the thing about it. I just seen an article today. They say they won't really have a for sure cure that they can put into the markets for about 2 years. So we're going to have to struggle with this thing 2 years trying to figure it out. So I'm going to encourage all my family members right now here at Urban Matters Matter live chat to not travel too much right now, family. Do not travel. That is just my opinion. And that's my love for you. And I'm just kind of giving you some advice as a family. And I love you. Do not travel a lot right now, family. I wouldn't even go anywhere near docks, airports, anything right now, family, because there is no telling what is really happening behind the scenes by the dark side of this world. You have dark entities and dark spirits that are always working against your well-being. So definitely, family, do not travel. That's just, you know, from my heart, because I care about you. And I would rather see you live than to be caught up in something that, remember, that's what they did with the Jews in the Holocaust. They started pandemonium, and then they started propaganda on top of it. And the propaganda, some kind of way, made everybody freak out. And basically, the Jews were basically like a corruption of a disease. And they just started killing people off, putting them in containment camps, FEMA camps. Okay, Miss Ritter, let's move on. It's voting year. Don't sleep on how mysteriously Trump will make sure he finds a cure to win the election. Because I agree with you, but I disagree too, because Trump already done won the election. Because there is nobody here to vote for. These guys are literally professional clowns on the Democratic Party right now. There is nobody capable of beating Trump. If you guys are not really paying attention, it's a lot of stuff that's going behind the scenes that Trump is doing. He's pulling off a lot of heavy stuff, y'all. So it ain't going to be just him finding a cure. Trump is pulling troops out of the Mideast. Trump is exposing some of these Democrats and Republicans. See, that's the thing they got us fooled at. They think the Republicans, they make us think the Republicans and the Democrat are different. They're not any different. The Republicans and the Democrat are the same people. They are the same people that are responsible for a lot of the disparity that your family members, a lot of the laws that are put against your family members, those laws are voted on alike by Democrats and Republicans. So don't just think that the Republicans are the ones. Of course, we know the Republicans don't care about the family. But listen, family, don't get caught up with that Jedi mind trick thinking Trump just a really, really bad guy. Let's remember, Trump funded most of the Democratic elections for the last 15, 20 years. That's what politicians do. They don't care if you red or blue. All they care about is green. So that's what we need to start caring about, what's green, and we need to start caring about, you know, the bag. So, yes, y'all give me some more questions. I see you in the room, Mr. Bryan. Get at us, man. Ask us some any kind of questions you want. We're talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about Snoop Dogg and the Jada Pinkett interview. Y'all give me the thumbs up, too, if you're in the room. Please give me the thumbs up. I see you, Mr. Wilson, in the room. Okay, we got another question from Miss McCray. She says, the way this economy is going, we are going to have to be our own boss and not be in the system and to really control our time. Correct. That's what group economics is all about. Every group should have the right and have the courage to want to better their immediate group and family members and culture. I don't see anything wrong with a culture of people wanting to benefit their own people. Everybody does it except my family. The Chinese do it. The Arabs do it. The Jews do it. The Spanish, the Mexicans do it. We're the only ones that'll get mad and demonize each other because we just only look out for us. So, I don't understand it, family. I don't understand it. So that was a very, very good question and answer and solution, Miss McCray, for definitely why we are not economically empowered. Why are we not economically settled? Because they teach us weird religious sayings like, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. Well, he going to the wrong heaven because I want my heaven right here on earth. So we're going to keep it moving. How you doing, Ms. Johnson? I see you in the room. Ms. McCray says again, most of our support will come from the outside because of the selfish and slave mentality we have. Man, we must be vibrating on the same energy right now, Ms. McCray, because I've been saying that for about the last 5 years. A lot of times, the dominant society, they don't have to even stand over us and crack the whip anymore. It's so many of us that are enslaved in our mental capacity, in the mental state that's inside of our mindset. We literally sit here and do all the hard work for them. We basically are, what's the name they got for that? They got a name for that. Stockholm Syndrome. That's what they call that, Ms. McCray. Stockholm Syndrome. We don't even realize that we're being abused. We've been this way so long, and we've been being the puppets of white supremacy and imperialism here in America. We don't even think anything is wrong with it. Some of us are waking up, though. Some of us are waking up, and some of us are coming out of this. That's why we have to understand that there is no one coming to save us politically. There is no one that we can vote for, family, that is going to literally put foundational Black Americans on the path of success as a collective group. It's just not going to happen, family. It's just not going to happen. Facebook, I do not own the rights to this music. If you guys can hear that, we just got a little, you know, OG music in the background. Yes. So y'all chop it up with me. We talking about, let's go back to the Wilder and the Fury fight. Fury got with some brothers and learned how to fight all over again. He went back to the drawing board, and that's what our brother Wilder gonna have to do. See, but Wilder only has a right hand. He has no defense. He only has a right hand, and I haven't really been following him, but I looked at this last fight. I looked at a couple of the replays, and the dude's literally dominating him. And then what about that little act he did, licked his blood like a vampire? See, y'all better go back and study the gypsies. Y'all better go back and study the Kardashians, and you'll find out why their power is so spiritual and so universal. And why just about every one of the brothers that have got with these Greeks and Kardashians, they're under mind control. They're under mind control, family. So y'all give me the thumbs up, family. We're just coming at you tonight on a Friday night trying to get some of this information out to you. This is Dr. Juice on Urban Matters Matter live chat. And this is where we're chatting and getting your voices heard. We're getting the economic information out. We're getting the social economics out and definitely political views of the family members. And I that's going to be another series I do. Probably I'm going to start that next week since we'll have all of our colleges pretty much going on spring break. Because you guys, the millennials, you're going to be the important ones, Generation X and all of us. Because to be honest with your family, the baby boomers, that generation is dying off. And if you pay attention to what God did in the wilderness with the Israelites, he sent the Israelites out there, some of them, to die off. Because he told them, you know, you don't want to leave Egypt. You want to bring Egypt into the promised land. You want to bring that mindset of Egypt into the promised land. And that's what a lot of us all have done. Because the modern day Babylon is America. Yes, this is the land of Babel. This is so many languages here and so many nationalities, but this was the promised land. But the only reason it turned into Babylon all over again because the elders want to bring that Egypt mentality into the new age. I'll say it again. The elders want to bring that new age, bring basically the enslaved mentality. All of that pain and suffering our ancestors went through, yet and still they would not let go. They would not let go that enslaved way of thinking. Oh, I can't do this. I need master for this. I need some type of overseer over me to organize. I can't even start my own institutions, my educational institutions, my banking institutions, our governing. We need our communicational institutions like radio shows. And that's why I'm doing this thing with the new black media, y'all. Okay, Ms. Harris, let's get back to Ms. Harris. We got some, man, the chat room is popping tonight, y'all. Y'all please share this video with y'all loved ones. Ms. Harris says, yes, sir, Bloomberg is not the answer, even if he does offer millions to the African-Americans. I don't think he's going to offer anything, Ms. Harris. They'll talk and talk, man, until I see them put some laws together and I see them put some legislator together before we vote and get that voting into office and get that voting on the dockets, get the bill off the dockets. I don't think they're going to do anything. I really don't. Okay. Ms. McCray says Wilder taking more than he's fighting, regardless if he's under mind control. You have to put up a shut up, and clearly he needs to get back to the basic. He does need to get back to the fundamentals. Yeah, Wilder was way off his game, man, having all this flashy stuff. And see, that's a lot of times that's what us. Man, I hate to keep ragging on us so hard, but we too flashy. We need everything. We got to have everything flashy. We can't just be simple. We can't just be clean cut. Man, I work with millionaires all day long. I work around them. And man, I see sometimes they wear the same outfit twice a week. They may have a nice sports coat, some slacks, and some nice polished shoes. They polish their shoes every day. They polish the same pair of shoes. So that's just a little, you know, fun fact, family. Okay. Ms. McCray says, okay. Let's see what we got here. I see you in the room, Ms. Meeks. Ms. McCray says, very true, but there is a people that's not setting for the slave mentality. Exactly. That's the new age. That's the younger folks. And we're going against the grain. Yes, we are. We're going against the grain. And I appreciate all you guys' effort because that's what it's going to change. That's what it's going to take to change, family. We got to come up with a new mindset because what we've been doing for the last 65 years, these civil rights groups and these, leadership, black leadership groups, they're just not doing it, man. They're literally like selling us out on every corner. And it's at the end of the day, it's a few of us are benefiting. Don't get me wrong. But it's going to take more than a few people benefiting from different relationships we have and different coalitions we have. We need more than that. We need more than that. Ms. McCray also says, very true. Okay. Ms. Moore, I see you in the room. Mr. Redding, appreciate you coming into the chat room tonight. Get at us, man. Ask us some questions about the Wilder. Ask us some questions about the Snoop Dogg thing. If you guys want to chop up Gail and Okra a little bit more, we'll chop them up, y'all. Let me know. Give me some questions. If I don't know the answer, family, we will research and we will look it up. And we will find out what is happening. We will find out. So y'all get with me. I'm loving this Friday night energy. I love it, family. And y'all just be safe out there, man. It's coronavirus. We're chopping that up too, that coronavirus. Excuse me, family. I got a little allergies. But I think that we really need to start researching that a little bit more about that coronavirus. And also, family, research what does the coronavirus and the 5G have in common? What does the coronavirus and the 5G have in common? Y'all get that answer to us in the chat room. Come on, family, in the chat room. Ms. Harris, I see you. Ms. Harris says, I'm sorry, but some of these millennials are clueless. Yes, because Ms. Harris, that comes from a lack of guidance, a lack of parenting. When you have a generation of children having children for so many generations, so many decades, eventually the literal spirit and the spirit of common sense literally is not within them anymore. So we got to start by going to our young folks and creating relationships with them and create networking, you know, avenues and teach them. Because a lot of them, like, I had both of my parents when I was growing up, family. And I know, but at the same time, I had so many friends that didn't have parents. You know, that's just like my wife. My wife, she really didn't have any parents to raise her. She was raised by her grandma that came and got them out of foster care. So, you know, just something to think about, man. We've been dealt a hell of a hand, family, as a black culture. And sometimes we just have to sit here and watch our loved ones suffer, or we don't. We can do something about it. We can say, you know what? Let me bring that education. Let me bring that degree. Let me bring that 4-year, 5-year, 6-year degree back and invest that into my community. I'm going to invest my knowledge into my community instead of moving off somewhere and making somebody else's community rich and prosperous. So, okay, I see you in the room, Mr. Johns, Mr. Jones, Mr. C. Jones. I see you, bro. What's up? Peace and love, brother. Ain't seen you in a minute, but thanks for joining the Urban Matters Matter chat. So we appreciate that. Miss McCray, she is really putting it down in the chat room tonight, family. I think having programs and starting businesses is powerful than voting. I think being the change we want to see more effective than putting the change we need in the hands of the people who don't care about us. That's what I just explained. That is called Stockholm Syndrome, where you keep going back to the person that's hurting you. You keep thinking that they're for you, and you never start thinking for yourself. You always letting them do the thinking, or you're letting them hoax you in. See in the room, Mr. Hampton. Ms. Harris said,